Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Scorcho, my friends. Or happy Monday. And welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host Andy Goldstein. My goodness, it's hot, isn't it?
Scorcho.
Anyway, you can check me out on the Sports Bar tonight from 10 p.m. The very last time me and the fun boy Jason Cundy will ever do a sports bar together is tonight at 10. So make sure you join me for this. Okay, I've just got to say my eye. Make sure you join me for that.
We've come a long way from where we began.
And then I'm back on Drive, 4 p.m. proper show for the rest of the week. Anyway, what a podcast we've got for you today. We begin, of course, with golf. What are we talking about, golf? No, honestly, we are. Cameron Smith, or Smudger, known to his friends, won the Open at St Andrews to claim the famous claret jug. Rory McIlroy felt agonisingly short. Again, yeah, don't rub it in. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport 2.
And listen to this for Rory McIlroy. They're just urging Rory on. Sends it on its way. It's good. It's good. Oh! Well, it takes a little hop just to the left. The plain fact is now that Rory McIlroy cannot win this Open. Cameron Smith of Australia is the winner of the 150th Open at St Andrews.
Disappointed, obviously. I felt like I didn't do much wrong today, but I didn't do much right either. It was just one of those days where I played a really controlled round of golf. I did what I felt like I needed to, just apart from capitalizing on the easier holes around the turn 9, 12, 14. You know, if I had made the birdies there, you know, from good positions, it probably would have been a different story. But I got beaten by the better player this week. You know, 20 under par for four rounds of golf around here is really, really impressive playing, especially to go out and shoot 64 today to get it done. I'll rue a few missed, you know, sort of putts that slid by. But, you know, it's been a good week overall. And I can't be too despondent because of how this year's went and how this year's going. I mean, I'm playing some of the best golf that I've played in a long time, so it's just a matter of keep, you know, knocking on the door and eventually one will open.
And here's TalkSport's voice of golf, or the golf father, as I like to call him, Bob Bubka.
Well, the amazing part about golf is no defense. I mean, you can't fault Rory McIlroy. Cam Smith threw everything at him that he could. I mean, to start off with five birdies on the backside in the fourth and final round of the 150th Open Championship at St. Andrews. I mean, if you wrote that script anywhere, they would say, no way can anybody do that. But Cam Smith, he came in here this week, known as the best putter on tour. Boy, he certainly solidified that position, Rupert. And what a display we watch. I don't think Rory McIlroy lost this. I think Cam Smith won this.
Now, Manchester United have confirmed the signing of Lisandro Martinez from Ajax, subject to personal conditions. Here's TalkSport's Alex Crook to tell us more.
£46 million plus add-ons, TalkSport understands, will be the fee. It will be a five-year contract. Martinez, of course, rejecting interest from Perry's old club Arsenal to reunite with Erik ten Hag at Old Trafford. He'll be their third and not their last signing of this transfer window.
He can play, obviously, centre-half, but he can actually play holding midfield player, can't he?
And left-back.
Yeah, I'm not sure they'll use him at left back necessarily. Obviously, they've still got Luke Shaw there, and they've already signed Malaysia to come in as cover for him. So they're fairly well stocked in that department. It wouldn't surprise me if they used him as a defensive midfielder, because that's been an area where United have been really lacking in recent years. But primarily, I think he would play as a central defender. I know Rio Ferdinand has spoken about his concerns about that lack of height. Can he cope with the physicality? We're going to be speaking to a former teammate of Martinez on White and Jordan, Joel Veltman. He's quite vociferous. He says that he is an aggressive player. He won't be daunted by the physicality of the Premier League. He thinks he will be a success. But yeah, concerns have been raised. But listen, United just need bodies, don't they? They need bodies all over the pitch. He's someone who Ten Hag made his primary target, even though Pau Torres at Villarreal was the left-sided central defender that was actually recommended by the United scouting department. I think it's a really interesting dynamic to see how Ten Hag is operating this summer. He's looking for players, and we can see that. Players that primarily played under him in Holland, or in the case of Malaysia, players who've played against him, players he thinks will be able to adapt to his system straight away. And I think, bearing in mind the season starts, what, in 3 weeks' time now, live on TalkSport, I think that's a sensible approach from Ten Hag.
Now, Fight Night's Gareth A. Davis was joined by the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, over the weekend. The heavyweight champion, that's the Gypsy King, not Gareth A. Davis. He's lost lots of weight, actually. Anyway, spoke about coming out of retirement. But first, let's find out how he and Del Boy Chisora are no longer best friends.
Me and Derek Chisora used to be chum buddies, okay? I went to Monaco to support him. I went to Hamburg to support him. And then, as soon as I have a fight, he goes, I'll pick the other guy. So Derek Chisora can kiss my ass. And if I see him, I'm going to punch him in the face. After the fight, he came to the after party and he said, oh, this, that and the other, made a million excuses. But at the end of the day, you don't do that to your friends. If you're friends with somebody, you back up. You don't go with the other guy who you don't like anyway. You go with your friend.
I'm willing to put my house on it. I'm willing to put my house on it that Dylan White is going to knock Tyson Fury out.
Whoa.
After what he did, backing Dylan White to knock me out, have his house on it and all that, how confident it was. No, we ain't friends anymore. And when I see you, Derek, you got me to fight. Pow!
Is a trilogy with him even possible, Derek?
Well, who knows? Listen, Derek Chisora, if you're out there and you want to fight, come and see me. I've busted you 2 times before already, and I'll do it again, you little sucker. Ah!
You famously said recently that you could train Anthony Joshua to beat
Anthony Joshua is a house. But I'll knock him out too. And if he beats Usyk, he's got to fight me for free in England, for the fans. Not for hundreds of millions abroad in a foreign country. Here in the UK, free-to-air television, free tickets, sell out Wembley. It'll be watched by 30 million people for free on free-to-air television. No pay-per-view, no money earned. We do this one for the fans of the United Kingdom. Let's see who's the real man of the people. I know I am. That's why I'm willing to do it for free here in the United Kingdom. But he will not want to do that. He'll want to travel abroad because he's a businessman and I don't give a f*** about business.
If you were training him, you could train him to beat Usyk.
Easy,
what would you train
easy,
him to do?
Very easy.
Yeah.
I'd train him to beat Usyk, not a problem. But he doesn't want my help because I would definitely train him to win and he doesn't obviously don't want to win.
What would you get him to do?
I won't tell you because that's giving the secrets away. You know, it's quite private information what I do. But probably you'll see what I'll do, because when this little middleweight batters the bodybuilder again, who's going to lose again,
yeah,
then they're going to call for Achilles to come out. They will cry and groan for Achilles to come back. And I'm going to say, get I'm retired. I don't want to fight. And then when they beg him to come out of retirement, I will return, but it's going to be very costly.
On now to the boot room with Alex Crook, Adebayo Akinfenwa and Darren Ambrose.
I have no issue with people going on social media. I have no issue even if they lose, to be honest, because like you said, they're human beings. Why is it that footballers are not allowed to go on social media if they lose a game? And I use an example that I was looking at a paper at the time and I see an estate agent or a bid for a house. And I thought, if an estate agent goes to work, doesn't sell a house, he's allowed to go out. He's allowed to post on social media. Take the finances out the way. Take the wages out the way. These people are human beings. They go out and let their hair down. They want to forget a bad game. Why are you not allowed to do that? Why are you not allowed to enjoy yourself? And I'd say about 50% of players I've played with don't even like football. Football's the side business for them. They're going out to enjoy themselves. That's what they enjoy to do. You love football growing up. That's all you want to be. But when you get into the politics side of it, you get into the, you know, you're going out, you're getting abused by people all the time, you kind of lose love for it. So people are trying to create a side business. They're trying to, I use the example, Ben Foster, his cycling goalkeeper YouTube channel. He's creating a business that he can go straight into after football. So why is that an issue?
I feel like in society, we look at people through the eyes that we want to look at it. People be like, oh, but he should be doing this. But if you ask the question, if, like you said, if Jesse Lingard's like, listen, I play football because I'm good at it and I dance and do TikToks because I love it, that's him. But everybody else would be like, nah, you should be focused. Like, but you're not him. You don't walk in his shoes. You're not in his mind. And that's the thing where everybody's entitled to opinions, and that's blessed. Have your opinion. Say, with your potential, you should be doing this, and if you put it, you could be the elite.
And it's interesting because I think, as football fans, and listen, you guys are talented enough and blessed enough that you've played the game at the top level. Obviously, there's a bit of envy there because we all want to do that. That's how we end up in this job, because we're frustrated and often fouled footballers. I was very good friends with a former teammate of Darren's when he was at Portsmouth, Le Mans at Loire Loire, and he had that somersaulting goal celebration, which actually he got injured in the end. He scored a goal against Arsenal, rolled his ankle. Harry Redknapp was furious, but he confided in me once. He said, I don't really like football. I don't watch football. I'd rather be a gymnast. And that stunned me. But I'd imagine that's more common in dressing rooms up and down the country than we as outsiders think.
On now to the Weekend Breakfast Show. And following the news that Robert Lewandowski has joined Barcelona, big Antoni Cascarino back the Polish international to outscore Real Madrid's Karim Benzema next season in La Liga.
And Lewandowski heads it into the net.
Well, I think Benzema's a little bit more of a team player. I mean, we're fine lines here. I would say that Lewandowski is a slightly better finisher, but many ways, you know, great at one-touch finishes. Both of them great, would take a touch and score. You know, they can do one and two-touch finishing for fun, the pair of them. I'd say Benzema is a slightly more of a team player, but I think Lewandowski would outscore Benzema 9 out of 10 times. Can't believe what I'm reading and witnessing with Barcelona. You know, this deal is for one of the best strikers that's been around. He's a goaler game man, really, for Bayern Munich, and he was not far off of that with Borussia Dortmund before. He's been a terrific striker for a decade and plus. He'll guarantee goals. It's just an incredible story how Barcelona have transformed their football club through finance.
Hello, I'm Barry Glendenning, and you're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, India claimed the series against England after winning the third ODI by 5 wickets at OT, Old Trafford. Here's the defeated skipper, Josh Butler.
Rishabh Pant's first century in one-day cricket, and a quite brilliant one too. 261 for 5 then, India. They've beaten England by 5 wickets and take the series 2-1.
I thought we were short and we were going to need a really good start, which we got actually. So fantastic to get those early wickets, and we created 2 chances for the guys who really took the game away from us. So I think that's where we lost the game.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back, of course, as I said at the top of this one, for the last ever Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar from 10 p.m. tonight. The Sports Bar, of course, will carry on. It's the last, you know, proper one. Me and the fun boy together for the last time. First one was way back in 2008. That's nearly a quarter of a century ago, sort of. Make sure you join me for that. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, stay cool, everyone. Stay cool.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.